I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and grey, chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house, and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his stomach, smiling away, laughing all day. Or to report you to the Home Office. Oh. Ah, ah, ah. He, he, he. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ah, ah, ah. He, he, he. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me, said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on the train to Eastbourne and carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Boy.
A little laughing gnome, where do you come from?
No man's.
Oh, yeah. Then this morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He'd brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you wearing that mask for?
I'm a gnome in disguise.
Ah, ah, ah. He, he, he. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ah, ah, ah. He, he, he. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Here.
What?
Here. Have you got a gnome to go to?
Nowhere, no
man. Can they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're settled up my chimney, and we're living on caviar and honey.
Hooray!
Cause they're earning me lots of money, writing comedy prose for radio shows. It's the, it's the gnome service, of course. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me.
Look, here comes Fife Robert's gnome.
Good evening. There has been an outbreak of gnoming in the gloaming. Or has there? Oi, did you catch?